गिरीवर हारे गोपी जन बलवा गिरीवर हारे जसुरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसुरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद
श्री राधा माधव जू की श्री प्रभुपाद की जय हो पर परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य Ashtotara Shatashi Shiman, His Divine Grace of Charanaravinda, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Iskon Patista Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayananta Kota Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsikho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shivash. Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath, Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai, Navadip Simayapodama Ki Jai, Gangamai Ki Jai, Jamunamai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Samkitan Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Nitai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Oh, glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sthaya Putare Shmati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namani Namati Shashati Pratari Sanjabhari. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 8, Texts 12 and 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, number 13 on the board. Yasharita Shankamayi Dridhe Ha Nor Yaya Mumukkhus Tharate Duratyayam Bhavarnavam Mritu Patam Vipaschitaha Paraatma Bhutasya Katam Pritan Matihi Yasherito Shankyamai Tudiha Nao Yaya Mumukshu Sarati Duratayam Bhavarnavam mirtyu patam vipasyata Paratma bhutasya katham pritan mati Yasharita shankhya mai dridhihana Yaya mumukshu sarati duratyayam Bhavarnavam mityu padam vipasita Paratma bhutasya katam pritan mati Yasharita shankhya mai dhihano Yaya mumukshu sarati duratyayam Bhavarnavam mityu patam vipaschita Paratma bhutasya katam pritam mati Yai pitanayo Namamuksha sarati duratrayam Tavani nantam mityupatam dishvetam. Aratna bhutasya katam pritam mati. Yashirita shankha mai driyana. Yaya mumuktus karati durakyayam. Haranam ityu patam vityasyatam. Haram bhutasya katam pritam mati. Yasharita shankha mai gridihana. Yaya mumuksus tarati mudrakyam. Avarnavam mityu pitam vivasita. Paratma bhutasya katam pitam mati. Yasharita shankha mai gridihana. Yayam mumukshas tarati durakyayam. Avarnanyam kyaithu matam vipaschita. Paratma bhutasya katam pitan mati. Yasha. By whom? Irita. Had been explained. Shankyamayi. Having the form of the philosophy, analyzing the material world. Shankya philosophy. Dridha. Very strong. To deliver people from this material world. Iha. In this material world. No.
No,
a boat, yaya,
by which,
mumukshu.
A person desiring to be liberated,
tarate,
can cross over,
duratyayam,
very difficult to cross,
bhava aranam,
the ocean of nescience.
Mrityu patam,
a material life of repeated birth and death.
Vipaschita,
of a learned person.
Paratma,
bhutasya,
who has been elevated to the transcendental platform.
Katam,
how?
Pritak moti.
A sense of distinction
between enemy and friend.
Translations and purports by His Divine Grace, the Boy Charanadavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Text 12. Na sadhu va muni kopa parijita parijita nipendriya pratita shatpatamni. Katam tamoro mayasam vivarjate jagat pavit ratmani kirajova.
Translations.
It is sometimes argued that the sons of King Sagara were burned to ashes by the fire emanating from the eyes of Kapila Muni. This statement, however, is not approved of by great learned persons. For Kapila Muni's body is completely in the modes of goodness and therefore cannot manifest the mode of ignorance in the form of anger, just as the pure sky cannot be polluted by the dust of the earth. Fourth 13. Kapila Muni enunciated in this material world, the Shankhya philosophy, which is a strong boat for which to cross over the ocean of nescience. Indeed, a person eager to cross over the ocean of material world may take shelter of this philosophy. In such a greatly learned person, situated on the elevated platform of transcendence, how can there be any distinction between enemy and friend? Please repeat. Kapila Muni enunciated in this material world the Shankhya philosophy, which is a strong boat with which to cross over the ocean of nescience. Indeed, a person eager to cross the ocean of the material world may take shelter of this philosophy. In such a great saint, in such a greatly learned person, situated on the elevated platform of transcendence, how can there be any distinction between enemy and friend? Purport. One who is promoted to the transcendental position, Brahma-Bhuta, is always jubilant, prashanatma. He is unaffected by the false distinctions between good and bad in the material world. Therefore, such an exalted person is shama sarveshu bhuteshu, that is to say, he is equal towards everyone, not distinguishing between friend and enemy. Because he is on the absolute platform, free from material contamination, he is called Paratma Bhuta or Brahma Bhuta. Kapila Muni, therefore, was not at all angry at the sons of Sagara Maharaja. Rather, they were burned to ashes by the heat of their own bodies. So here, describing the pastimes and activities of Kapila Muni. With these curtains here, it looks like, you know, show or something like that. Everybody's anyway, Kapila Muni, he has performed many wonderful activities, very uncommon pastimes. And he came to his, Krishna says, when there is discrepancies in pure religion, then at that time I come myself and I correct the situation, I kill the miscreants. And so Kapila Muni was Shaktivesh, sometimes they say he was Vishnu Tattva, sometimes Shaktivesh avatar. But anyway, he was beyond the modes of material nature, he was transcendental. And so he gave many instructions for civilized men to take shelter of them if they were anxious to get out of this material world. So specifically he's famous for this Shankhya philosophy, your analytical study of everything, specifically everything that we know of in the material world, all the different elements and different combinations. It's very minutely presented to Lord Kapila. So Gyan is necessary for analytical study. He also teaches meditation as part of the process. He also teaches deity worship as part of the process and the process of meditation, etc. Of course, in his Kapila Muni's teaching on deity worship, he's teaching for as a means of self-realization. And he's the conclusion is that he said that one should continue the deity worship up and until the time when one feels the presence of the Lord within the deity, and also the presence of the Lord within his own heart and in the hearts of others also. This is the purpose of his explanation, deity worship. In other words, one should become self-realized. So up until that time, you're not self-realized, then you should continue to worship the deity according to the principles that he has laid out. But we should know the real purpose for as a process of self-realization is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart, which is the purpose of the Vedas, the purpose of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. Think of me, become my devotee, always meditate on me. Anta Narayana Smriti, the Vedas. At the time of death, this is the testing point. Are you going to remember Krishna? So you should be remembering Lord Narayana. Anta Narayana Smriti. So Lokapila is teaching these conclusions through the different processes of jnana, of meditation, deity worship. And also involved with his pastime of stealing the horse, Indra's stole the horse that was meant, it was meant for Maharaj Shagara. He was supposed to perform 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. So he was on his 99 sacrifices. He was on the 100th sacrifice. So Indra got a little bit scared, because you do 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices, you can get the position of Indra, not in another life. So Indra, somehow or another, he sends his apsaras, or he'll send something. Demigods are good at that. They like to disturb people's meditation, because their business is also to keep them in the material world. So we see the result of they're becoming angry to a great devotee incarnation, and the result was that they burned themselves, their own anger, because it was directed towards a Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava, the Supreme Lord himself. Their own anger was so intense that it burnt all their bodies to pieces. So but it says here, sometimes it's argued the sons of Sagara were burned to ashes by the fire emanated from the eyes of Kapila Muni. But this statement, however, is not approved of by great persons, because Lord Kapila Muni is completely made of the mode of goodness, Sudashatari, beyond the goodness. So So Kapila is expounding this philosophy, Shankya philosophy, to his mother Debahuti. When there is the pralaya, the devastation of the universe, becomes half full of water first. And she gets burned up first. If Anantadev is angry because he sees all the jivas, they all appeared in the material world. They had a chance to go back home, back to Godhead, but they didn't do it. They misused it. They blew this opportunity of going back to Godhead this life. So Lord Ananta Dev, he gets a bit angry. There's stupid jiva souls in the material world. Because you've got to be angry to do something very drastic like this, burning the whole universe. So he's angry with the jivas who had an opportunity to go back to Godhead but didn't use it. So he... so he burns, from his mouth emanates fire, and Ananta Dev, he burns all the whole universe into cinders. And then it... first is water, yeah? First it rains for 100 years or something. The water is like trunk of an elephant. It's just raindrops are this big. They're constantly falling. They fill up the whole universe, half the universe. No, it must be fire first. Huh? Is it fire? Yeah. Fire first, okay. Yeah, because fire burns, it leaves all the ashes, so the water comes and it washes all the ashes away, because otherwise they're very dirty. Then after that, the wind comes and dries everything. You can destroy it. The material body is like a little universe. You can destroy the body also. You can recreate a new body. There's a system in. You can do it for deity worship as a meditation, if you can. But you, it's a. Anyway, you. It's called Ram Tam Tham. You meditate on fire, Agni Bij, Ram, 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 Ram. And then pour that fire to destroy this body. Then you read it, Ram Tam, then on the Vayu Bij, the water, Varuna. You meditate on his mantra and then you wash all the ashes. And then you meditate on Vayu, the wind god, and he blows everything and purifies. Of purifies, I am the wind, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So he comes and purifies everything. So you destroy the material body for the yoga. And then Ram, Tam, Tam, there's mudras also. And then nectar, amrit, nectar comes, fills the body with amrita. So first you purge all the... In other words, you recreate a new body. So you get rid of the old body with fire, then water, then air. Then all the elements are burned. And then you invoke the Amrita Beach. You fill your body with nectar. Before that, you actually raise the soul to the... with the Paramatma to the top of your head. Then you destroy all the elements, and then you recreate the elements, then you make it into nectar, then you bring the Paramatma and Jivatma back to the location of the heart. Bhaktisiddhanta said, you can do like this. But if you cannot, you can at least meditate on doing like that. So anyway, all these sciences are there for different personalities, we have different mentalities. So they can take different processes of self-realization. That's why Kapila Muni is giving different aspects of self-realization, all culminating in seeing the Lord, meditation on the Lord in the heart, seeing the Lord. Yeah, so here it's given an example that just as the pure sky cannot be polluted by the dust in the earth, it doesn't, yeah. This was Kapila Muni's body, was completely in the mode of goodness, and therefore different. And therefore cannot manifest the mode of ignorance in the form of anger. Just as pure sky cannot be polluted by the dust of the earth, So sometimes it's windy and all the dust blows up everywhere, but it's not contaminating the earth. The dust and the particles, they don't enter into the air, they're in between the air. As soon as the dust settles, the air is as it was before, it doesn't become contaminated. So it's given this example now, the sky doesn't become polluted. The pollution is in between the sky. And then when it settles, then the sky remains pure as it was. So, we're talking about the annihilation. Nabadweep Dham, at the time of annihilation, it forms into an 8-petal lotus, very big lotus. And that floats on the devastating waters of the universal destruction. It's half full of water. And Lord Matsya, he comes. So he's a nice place to swim. Half the universe is. So Lord Matsya comes, and he's saved the Vedas. He killed Koiti Paramadu, who stole the Vedas. So the Lord killed him, the demons. And sometimes they say it was Hayagriva demon. Anyway, the Lord killed the demons, and he rescued the Vedas, which he kept on his back, and he was just swimming around in the devastated. And then they saw this huge lotus, 8-petal lotus, which was Nabadweep Dham, Nabadweep Dham Ki, Jay, floating on the water there. And so then Matsya deposited the Vedas there. Here at Vidyanaga, across the Ganga from here, and up a bit, Vidyanaga. It's in. Is it Ritu Deep? Madhu Madipa. I can't remember. It's one of those islands there. And anyway, Vidyanaga. The Vedas were deposited there, and Lord Kapila Dev, he has a place there also in Vidyanaga where he propounds his philosophy of Shankhya. In fact, all the great sages have their philosophy seats there and propound their different philosophies. They have other places also. Kapila Muni is famous for his Ganga Sagara ashram and at the Bay of West Bengal. Veda Vyasa has a place of where he said he compiled the Vedas and things like that. But they all have their original place in Nabadweep, in Vidyanaga. And they expound their different philosophies and to the students who go there and teach. Kapila Dev is there propounding the philosophy of Shankhya. And Gautama Kanada, they're expounding the different atomic theories. Even Jaimini, Karma Mimamsa philosophy, Veda Vyasa is there teaching Bhagavad. So they all have an eternal place in Nabadweep. propounding all the different systems of philosophy. When Jiva Goswami was taken on Prikram there by Nityananda Prabhu, he asked that here, Vidyanaga, there's all these different great munis and rishis to speak in different philosophies. Gyan, Naya was logic. Naya is very popular during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, 500 years ago. If you know Naya, then logic means you can twist something, get the opposite meaning if you're expert. So whoever was good at Naya, then everyone would praise him as being a great scholar and everything. uh, That's why Shababhuma Bhattacharya, also he was considered the pandit of Navadvip. Also then he went to live in Jagannath Puri. Actually he went to Puri, he said, if I'm actually a devotee of Gauranga, he said Gauranga is going to take his pastimes here soon in Navadvip. So he appeared before Sarvabhauma was Brihaspati, demigod, took his birth as a Brihaspati. And he said, if I am actually a devotee, Gauranga Bhakta, then Gauranga will come and see me in Puri. And I don't want to stay in Navadvip and drown him with all this dry logic and everything like that. So better I go to Puri. And Mahaprabhu, if he finds me his Bhakta, then he will come. So all that became true. He became a great associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he had a special kind of Naya logic that was only the pundits of Mithila. Mithila is Pakistan border like that. So they had this style or system of Naya, of logic, that was the best system they had. But they would teach it, but nobody could write it down. So you could go there and learn it, but nobody could write it down. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was a Shruti Dara. He could remember everything. So he went there and learned it. He could write everything down and teach everyone. So all these different personalities and different philosophies, they're originally coming from Vidyanaga. Nityananda Prabhu, he was here with you. Took Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami is asking that why in this place we have all these different philosophers, especially karma, gyan, yoga. We hear from all the scriptures and all the Vaishnava acharyas, you know, calm, gyan, yoga, you can't do anything, it's useless. Without bhakti, it's all useless, it's all a waste of time studying it. Again and again we hear this from the acharyas. Jiva Goswami, he said, how come they have their place here? We thought these were all inauspicious. Calm, gyan, yoga. We always thought it's inauspicious. So why they have a place here in Navadvip Dham, in Vidyanaga? Nityananda Prabhu says, listen, Vasana Balava. He said, actually, there's nothing inauspicious here in Navadvip Dham. He said, the practice of these different philosophies here and the understanding is simply to show the high position of bhakti. This is the purpose of all these other philosophies, to show you the distinction between bhakti and the other philosophies, the high exalted position of bhakti. So they're not inauspicious, they're auspicious because they have a purpose here. So yeah, so here Kapila Muni, he's in the Brahmabhuta platform. Brahmabhuta platform, Prabhupada said, this is the platform of Krishna consciousness. Chetodarpana Marjanam, Mahaprabhu, same thing. Chetodarpana Marjanam means Brahmabhuta Prasanna. Heart is clean, right? Clean the heart. Then what happens? You'll understand yourself and Brahmabhuta Prasanna. Chetodarpana Marjanam, Brahmabhuta, different names. So Kapila Muni, he was, this is the platform of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said. Starts, beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts, his movement starts with that, Chetodarpana Marjanam. First clean everything, understand who you are, then you can understand the teachings properly. So, So here, Kapila Muni says he's above good, above the good and bad conceptions. The good and bad is a material distinction. I feel good, I feel bad means what? It means the body feels good, the body feels bad. But if I'm not this body, what is this good and what is this bad, feeling good and bad? Brahma Buddha Prashna means you're on a different platform, Brahman platform, Aham Brahmasmi. So there's no good and bad in Brahman. Brahma Buddha Prashna is blissful, the blissful state of existence. So when you realize Brahman, understand you right, then you realize what you're not. It's like when you understand who is Krishna, when you understand Krishna is the Supreme Person of the Godhead, automatically you know who is not God. For example, you have a magnet and you suspend it freely on a piece of string and it'll swing towards the north. Once you know north, you know south, you know east, you know west automatically. So similarly, when you know Krishna, God, Supreme, then you know who is not God. So similarly, when you know yourself, you know what you are not. Because I feel like I'm this body, I feel like I do feel bad sometimes, I do feel good sometimes. And I do think I'm the different elements of this body, mind, intelligence. It feels like me. I'm acting like it's me. But if I'm not this body, then who is my mother? Who is my father? Who is my friend? Best friend. What best friend? This lifetime or last lifetime? Or 10 lifetimes best friend? 10 million lifetimes ago? But the identification is very strong. So, here's a question. From Kapila Muni's. Kapila Muni? Anyway, from the 11th canto, there's some Kapila Muni's pastimes are there. this Shankhya Yoga. And there's a question, who is actually enjoying or suffering? There's a chapter on that. So anyway, the conclusion is, you know, if I am maybe it's the Avanti Brahmana, is it? People they would throw things at him. They would tease him. They treat him badly because he was an Avadut, the Avadut. And so he said, "Who do you blame for this? Should we blame these people there? They attack me, they're doing this to me. Or do I blame my bad karma, that a reaction of my..." And he's asking different things. But the ultimate conclusion is that it's the Hankara principle, the false ego principle, which the the mind adopts as his own. Ahankara principle in the third canto, Kapila Muni is talking about the creation. The creation. So the living entities are coming, everything is coming in from the glance of Vishnu, from the body of Vishnu. And at that time, the living entities in the Shuddha Sattva situation, pure goodness. Because there's no manifestation of Rajaguna or Tamaguna or Sattaguna at that time. So he's in pure goodness. Could go back to Godhead. But then the next, he says, the next manifestation comes the Ahankara principle, the false ego principle. And that false ego principle, it's like the Purusha Bhava, that I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. It's the false ego is actually a dictation from Shankarshan. None different than Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is the Ahankara principle. Lord Shiva he's glorifying Krishna in the maybe after the battle of Bhaumasura or something. And Lord Shiva is glorifying him, you are this, you are this, you are the, you know, the hairs on your body are the herbs and your eyes and are the sun and the moon, and glorifying his universal form. And then Lord Shiva says, as far as I am concerned, I act as your Ahankara, your false ego. So even Krishna has a false ego in the universal form. He has false ego also. It's the Purusha Bhava, this Ahankara principle. I'm the controller and I'm the enjoyer. And then the jiva says, oh yes. Well, that's what I wanted. that's my identity. I want that. I want to be the controller and the enjoyer. So the moment he says that, then the false ego comes. It's a dictation comes. I am the controller and the enjoyer. As soon as the person says, that's what I want, then the Ahankara comes. It's not so easy to catch this, it's like this. But the Ahankara comes and covers the soul. And then from that time on, his whole duration throughout the universe, he is covered by the Ahankara. Everything he's doing or thinking and willing is all coming through this Ahankara principle. And the living, the mind adopts the Ahankara's identity of being the controller and enjoyer. I want to be the controller and enjoyer. So he is identifying with the Ahankara. So because of this, then he's identifying himself as good or bad, the friend, the enemy, plain pleasures. Yeah, because of his identification, his misidentification. This is the cause of our pains and sufferings in this material world. We've superimposed this conception of I'm the controller and I'm the enjoyer onto the mind. And then the mind is... the subtle body, you have mind, intelligence and Ahankara, false ego. And who is the king of the subtle body? Mind. The mind does all the... I don't like, accepting and rejecting. So that the mind, yeah, he falsely assumes the false ego of that I'm the controller and enjoyer. And therefore our problems begin in the material world. This is us. Yeah. So Kapila Muni is giving this information. How you can free yourself from this by understanding analytically how all the elements come into being and etc. like that. So, people, they want to be analytical. They want to understand things. So he has given this system, just like the Christians. They say, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's all he did. He just willed there be light. But how it manifested, that they don't say. So the people want to know, how? Okay, anybody can say, let there be light. But so Bhagavatam tells you how the light came into existence, you know, from one element to another, and the eyes came, the sense of sight came, the light came. And everything from gross earth up to the subtle energy, all different energies are there. And so the explanation is there, so it's very satisfying for those who like to understand analytics. It's not just based on, we just heard, God said, let there be light, and there was, that's okay. It doesn't really keep you much faith there, but when you analytically understand everything, if you want to do that way, then it's there for that. Kapila Muni is given this system of the Shankhya Yoga. So ultimately the system, it brings you to understand that Jivaya Surupaya Nitya Krishna Das, that we are the eternal servants of Krishna. We should be serving Krishna, that is our constitutional nature. So we have service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. So many different activities we have in keeping us fully engaged in Krishna's service. We simply have to perform that service with a proper attitude, because it's the attitude behind the service that Krishna wants to accept. So along with telling you all the different elements of in the process of Shankhya Yoga, then it gets on to deity worship and then meditation of the Lord in the heart and exchanging a relationship with the Lord of the heart. So this is what is needed, that we understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We understand our relationship. Then we can go back home. Back to Godhead. This is what Krishna wants. That's why all the systems are there. Because everybody has different mentalities of how they want to lord it over and enjoy the material world. So therefore Krishna gives all these different systems here. Atheistic systems, if you want to be an atheist. Kama Mamamsa is for atheists. There is no God. I mean, if there is a God, he has to do his... So it's atheistic philosophy. So Krishna, okay, you're atheist, here is a philosophy. You want to be analytical, here is Kapila's philosophy. If you want pure bhakti, then here you are. Study the inhabitants of Vrindavan, become a devotee of the Prajabhasi. So all different types of mentality. So Krishna's given us all these different systems. Because I'm accustomed to thinking I'm the controller, I'm the Lord, and I'm doing things how I like they think they should be done. So Krishna says, okay, but you just, now you have this method of worshipping, you're attached to, you're identifying. Okay, so there is a philosophy, the system, you can use that and become Krishna conscious. You'll gradually become Krishna conscious. Or otherwise, yet you still just directly surrender to Krishna. Sarvadhanam parityaja mamikam saranam raja. So that's the immediate process. So some can take it immediately, some have to build up to it. But you have different systems, so you can still continue it. In Krishna consciousness, make Krishna become more and more prominent in our lives. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sambeda Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Nitai Gopri Manandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you.